Rinpoche is asking if they have received the transmission of the practice of Maritsi, and that this is a very important practice, especially for all the female practitioners, because Maritsi has this aspiration that whenever there may be obstacles or difficulties, Maritsi will be there to help them. Pray to Maritsi from the depths of your heart and visualize 5 Maritsis, one in the front, one at the back, one on the left, one on the right, and one in the center. And then from them comes boundless light of the 5 colors, and this is absorbed into our body. And when doing this, that it purifies all of these obstacles and difficulties with respect to work in our family, purifies all physical ailments, all negative karmas are in that moment all purified. And then the 4 outer Maritsis dissolve into boundless light into the center Maritsi, and then the center Maritsi dissolves into boundless light and is absorbed into our mind stream, just like we do with the 4 empowerments. And practice like this, and it's through practice that the blessing comes. Wholeheartedly visualize these Yidam and deity practices, and then really it has great blessing. Wholeheartedly recite and wholeheartedly pray to the Yidams and the deities, and it really has great blessing. And now Rinpoche is doing the oral transmission for the Maritsi practice. And this practice, His Holiness Jigme Ponsok and His Holiness Lama Atuk Rinpoche used to place a lot of importance on. And so everybody recite this mantra often. These days there are many different ailments and sicknesses and diseases being passed around and difficulties. So recite it often. Often recite the practices of the deities and the Yidams. Really, you must recite mantras. When you leave, I have the feeling that you don't recite mantras. What is the problem with this? Is that then we engage in a lot of karma of our speech. Those people that recite mantras don't engage in negative karma of speech. Those people that don't recite mantras engage into a lot of negative karma of speech. And then what happens is their mind is all over the place, their speech is all over the place, and then they bring a lot of afflictions to other people. When you go out, recite mantras, recite Vajrasattva, and then we maintain more pure speech. And now Rinpoche is doing the oral transmission of the Guru Yoga of His Holiness Lama Atuk Rinpoche. Thank you. another guru yoga of Chodron Champsun Rinpoche, who is Gelwin Nyugu Rinpoche.